her first day of work at IBM's Buffalo office, Erica Williams was excited.
You're on the IBM contract. That sounds awesome, especially being in Buffalo.
As a call center agent, she made $14.25 an hour with no paid holidays and no paid time off for the first year. She wasn't directly employed by IBM. Instead, she and many of her colleagues worked for Career Connection, Inc., a staffing agency.
It seemed like a crazy house.
This wasn't the kind of job Governor Cuomo promised when he announced in 2014 that IBM would receive $55 million from the Buffalo Billion.
IBM is a major international corporation, as you know, and this is a big, big deal.
In exchange, IBM agreed to create 500 jobs. These were meant to be high-paying, high-tech jobs in software development, research, data analytics. On top of the Buffalo Billion funding, IBM has a state contract worth $58 million to provide an IT help desk for state agencies. That work used to be done by state employees, which means some of these aren't really new jobs at all.
Thank you for calling the New York State ITS Service Desk. Your call.
And the state call center has lurched from crisis to crisis. The problems started with the training, which mostly involved watching PowerPoint presentations. Some of the slides noted that IBM was still waiting for more information or didn't have access to certain programs. Sometimes, more than 70 agents struggled to listen to an instructor over speakerphone, Erica Williams remembered.
And it's literally like everyone's like trying to like huddle together, get real quiet and hear everything that he's talking about.
Once they started taking calls, employees told me, they often felt clueless.
And I remember like there being calls to me and them talking about programs that we didn't even hear about in training.
For the state employees calling in, even basic fixes could take days. Before even getting through to someone, they might have to wait on hold for half an hour.
Like, honestly, I'm surprised that the contract wasn't pulled.
Things were so bad last summer that some managers feared it would be. Instead, the state reduced the amount of responsibility given to the IBM desk. IBM and two of its subcontractors didn't respond to interview requests, nor did the state agency that oversees this contract. A spokesperson for Career Connection Incorporated said some stumbles were inevitable as the site was set up. Former employees said all the problems meant there was a lot of turnover. Brandon Thomas was fired by CCI last March, and when he opened his final paycheck, he was surprised to find it hundreds of dollars less than usual. Buried in the stack of paperwork that new hires fill out, there was a form he didn't realize he'd signed. It said that if he resigned or was fired within 6 months, his final paycheck would be paid out at minimum wage. Thomas had been there a few weeks shy of 6 months.
I actually had plans for my paycheck before I even got it. Like, I have kids. A lot of people there have kids.
CCI says this policy helps the company recover its investment in employees' training.
That's money that people worked for. They sat there and they put in the hours for that money.
Robin Schiminger, a Kenmore Democrat, chairs the State Assembly's Economic Development Committee.
I'm happy that we have a call center in Buffalo like this. I'm happy that we do call centers in New York State and not in the Philippines or Malaysia or somewhere else. But this is not what the doctor ordered.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.